Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. This is a quote from your book. You say, "We want to be very clear. Your sexual desire is not wrong. God created you to be sexual. Your body and your mind are wired to long for sexual pleasure and intimacy. Unfortunately, many religious messages separate being a sexual woman from being a spiritual woman. So let's talk about these five deep longings you've identified in a woman's heart. So the first one, to escape reality, where erotica focuses on fantasy. So right there, there's an open door. Talk about that idea of needing to escape reality.
Well, it's just the idea that reality sometimes isn't very much fun. Sometimes it's painful, and other times it's just flat out boring. You go to the same job every day. There's nothing exciting happening in your relationship. Or maybe you're getting up every day to take care of kids. Nobody says thank you. And you want to escape from that. That's what entertainment or amusement is. It's escaping from the mundane or the difficult things in life. And there's a time and a place and a way to do that. We need excitement. We need a little adventure in our lives. And so erotica takes advantage of that longing to just have life being more exciting and fulfilling than it is.
So what's a woman to do if she has a feeling like, well, you've nailed me, I'm bored, I feel like there's no adventure in my life, I want to escape reality? What should she do so as not to be taking steps that are actually damaging to her?
Look at the pain and suffering in our world. Get involved.
There you go.
Now, there are battles to be fought all around us. And if you want life to be exciting, you know, get involved in fighting against sex trafficking. Get involved in helping an unwed pregnant mother. Get involved in someone's life who needs help, and they'll provide a little excitement in what you're doing, and you'll get that adrenaline pumping and feeling like I'm waking up for a purpose.
That's right.
And so, just ask God to bring an adventure in your life. They're all around you. Oh. It's just a matter of joining.
So glad you said that. That is perfect. And that's what he's made us for. So nothing will be as fulfilling as that. Boy, that's so good. Okay. Second, deep longing you identified is just to be cherished by a man. And you said where erotic comes in is they present an innocent protagonist who makes a man forget that other women exist. Talk about that.
Well, I think, if you're married, you probably got married and originally had that feeling like, my husband, out of all the people in the world, he chose me. And you have that feeling of being special. And when he was kind of on the chase and trying to catch you, he gave you all of his attention. And then after you get married, his attention moves to other things. And so a lot of married women feel like, wow, if I could just have that feeling again of capturing him. Maybe you're single and you've never had that experience, but that's a legitimate longing women have. And it's not just erotica that plays on that. The Cinderella story that's told over and over and over again is all about, the guy, the Prince Charming, basically being captivated by you. And if you notice, those movies always seem to end at the wedding. Nobody talks about what you do after that.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.